Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my turn to speak here on Blog Talk Radio and KSLP Radio. This is your host, DJ Stevie P, coming to you live from 32 degrees, Sun Valley, Idaho. I'd like to say welcome to those of you listening across the country and around the world. Tonight's show, this is my turn to speak, episode number 4. We're going to be discussing several topics. If you'd like to get in on the conversations tonight, you have an hour and 56 minutes left. The call-in number is 347-850-1572. It's 347-850-1572. If you'd like to talk to me live on the air over the Internet, looking for that first caller, tonight we will be discussing in more detail than last night. Last night was a recap show, and I'd like to thank those that listened last night. But last night we discussed in brief detail about U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder bringing Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other accused orchestrating the attacks of September the 11th to New York City. Now, before I go any further, I just want to say that this, because of this topic, it is sensitive in nature, listener discretion is advised. I might say a few choice words tonight, because when talking about September the 11th, it's so fresh in my mind like it was yesterday. And when you have people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other assholes that masterminded the attack that killed 2,973 people, Yeah, I'm going to have a few choice words. Believe me. So, anyway, if you want to get in on that conversation, there's 1 hour and 54 minutes left. Also tonight, we're going to be talking a little about sports. We'll be giving previews for the football games that are going to be going on this weekend. We will also give the latest BCS standings, the latest football standings, and we'll also give the latest scores for the National Basketball Association and the National Hockey League. So, like I said, the guest call-in number is area code 347-850-1572. Also tonight, if we get a chance, I went today and saw the movie Twilight, New Moon. And if somebody wants to talk about that later on in the show, probably the last half hour of the show, we will devote to that. And in between, we'll be playing some great music from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. So we're going to kick things off before we get into the general conversations. We're going to kick things off with a song, and I felt it was appropriate because of that movie coming out last night, actually, at midnight. But this is a classic from Duran Duran. So we will be right back in just a few minutes here on KSLP, My Turn to Speak, episode number 4. And please enjoy this song from Duran Duran.
I said it again, but come
Okay, we are back here on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, DJ Stevie P. If anybody out there is listening, we're discussing several topics tonight. Please remember that listener discretion is advised, as we will be talking about the mastermind assholes that was behind the September 11th attacks. Believe me, I could use worse, a lot worse than just asshole to describe these pieces of, well, you know. Anyway, so if you want to talk, just give me a call. In the meantime, I'm going to start to discuss this, and I'm going to say this. I think it's wrong, totally, totally wrong, that Eric Holder, Attorney General, has decided to bring these people here. Leave them in Gitmo. That's where they belong. That is exactly where they belong. They do not belong in New York City. This will not be a trial for them. This is going to put the Bush administration on trial. This is going to put the CIA on trial. This is the same dumbass, and I'm talking about Eric Holder now, Attorney General. This is the same dumbass that has decided to go after CIA operatives of the CIA, has yesterday decided to put the inquiry to that Nedal Hassan, you know, that asshole in Texas that killed 14 people. And by the way, I'm tired of the media. I'm so tired of the media saying that it was 13. No, it was 14. There was a little baby inside its mother, okay, that was like 6 weeks old, that also died when this asshole decided to shoot up this facility and kill 13 people and injure more than 30. Now, if you want to get in on this conversation, 347-850-1572 here on Blog Talk Radio. And it's one of those things where Eric Holder, he was the deputy attorney general, right underneath Janet Reno, probably the worst attorney general in history. With things that woman did was crazy. That whole Elian Gonzalez thing, for one, what happened at, well, I don't know if that was her, if that was her doing, or if that was Cohen, not Cohen. But the whole Elian Gonzalez thing, I don't know if any of you out there that are actually listening remember, but this was back in, I want to say, well, it was in 2000. I don't remember the month, but if anybody remembers the story of Elian Gonzalez or don't, here's basic and simple story of what happened. You had Elian Gonzalez, his mother, brought him here on a boat, escaped from Cuba. She died bringing him over here. His aunt and uncle and cousins and lived over here in Miami, lived in the Miami, South Florida area. His father lived in Cuba. And the state of Florida, I believe, if anybody knows if this is correct or not, let me know. But from my understanding, the state of Florida issued a order allowing him to stay with the family in Florida. And the U.S. Attorney General at the time, Janet Reno, again, probably the worst attorney general in history, decided that that wasn't going to be the case, that the little boy belonged with his father, even though his mother risked her life and she died bringing him to America because of the whole Castro situation. So Janet Reno gets the U.S. military, which should be against the law if it's not, to come and bust the door down and basically take him at gunpoint, frightening the people that was in that house. And they was doing nothing wrong. So, basically for that, I give Janet Reno, I give her a title. I do. I will give her a title, and the title that I give her is Bitch of the Decade. Absolutely. So, yeah, that's, anyway, he was second in command. Okay. So you have these things at, even before he gets in, on election day last year, you have these Black Panthers that threatened people. I mean, they had billy clubs, they had sticks, and they was threatening anybody who they didn't feel belonged there. Even the media, who had a right to cover the event. This was in Philadelphia. And it was caught on tape. I know Fox had tape of it. Of these ignorant Black Panthers basically threatening force against anybody that wanted to, that you know, had a right to vote. So it came to Eric Holder's death after Obama took office and after he was confirmed by the Senate, and he passed on it. That's one thing. He passed on this. These people broke the law, and he passed on it. You know, at this point, since I'm going to play another song. Take another break, play another song, another couple of songs. So we're going to play a few songs, and we'll be back with an hour and 40 minutes currently left. This is my turn to speak here on Blog Talk Radio. And so let me find a good song. Okay. Please enjoy this.
I won't go.
Okay, we are back, and that was Dido was here with me here on Blog Talk Radio. This is my turn to speak, and this is your host, DJ CVP. Well, we're going to, since we have no callers and nobody is actually listening to the show, we're going to switch over to football. If you want to call in, if it turns out there's somebody actually listening and you actually want to call in, feel free to call in at 8 at, hold on. For some reason, I can't remember that now. All right, it's 347-850-1572, 347-850-1572, if you want to call in on the show, that would be cool. In the meantime, let's go ahead and go over the scores from the National Basketball Association. Okay, so in the fourth quarter with 2:53 left, you have a tie ball game between Boston and Orlando. Got a final that just popped up. Oklahoma City, wow. That used to be the Supersonics of Seattle. But anyway, they beat Washington 127-108. Dallas just scored against Sacramento. That game is now at 77-68 with 8:32 left. In the fourth quarter with 11:03 left, you have looks like Milwaukee over Charlotte. 78-62. A couple of the finals, you have Cleveland over Indiana. You have, that was 105-95. You have Memphis over Philadelphia, 102-97. Toronto over Miami, 121-113. And Atlanta squeaked by Houston, 105-103. So those are the scores from the NBA. Now, the scores from the National Hockey Association. In the third period, it's a 2-2 tie between New York Islanders and Minnesota. In the first period, it's Philadelphia over San Jose. Also in the first period, it's Colorado over Vancouver. You got three finals. You got Montreal over Washington. Boston beat Buffalo 2-1. The score on Montreal and Washington was Montreal 3, Washington 2. And then in overtime, Florida beat Detroit 2-1. So those are your scores. And again, that guest call-in number is 347-850-1572 if you want to talk. We have a couple of football scores from last night. Number 12, Oklahoma State beat Colorado, squeaked by them, 31-28. Currently, this game is on ESPN. Number 6, Boise State, is tied at 7 with Utah State. And again, that game is on ESPN. Over in college basketball, you have... okay. College basketball. Okay, you have, looks like number 7, Purdue, over San Diego State, it looks like, 72-58. Number 2, MSU, over Toledo, 75-62. Number, wow, that's an upset. Number 24, Syracuse, upset number 4, North Carolina, 78-61. Looks like number 6, Villanova, beat number 21, Dayton, 71-65. Number 11, Tennessee, beat ECU, 105-66. Number 15, OSU, beat Cal, number 12, Cal, 76-70. Number 16, Michigan, beat HB. I don't know who HB is, but that was 77-55. Number 19, Georgia Tech, beat GMU, 70-62. And number 23 beat, looks like UNC Greensville, maybe, 89-67. And coming up at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, which is at in 27 minutes, you have number 14, Washington. It looks like they're at San Jose State University. So that game is coming up. And again, the guest call-in number is 347-850-1572 if you want to call in. Which it looks like nobody is, and that's fine. But, yeah, so let's see here. Nope, nobody calling in yet. So, okay, well, we're going to, I guess, go to another song. There's a couple of songs, so please enjoy these here on Blog Talk Radio. My turn to speak. This is your host, DJ Stevie P.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's a climb. I'm facing the chances I'm taking. Sometimes I knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most. Yeah, just gotta keep going.
Nobody listening to my show, I'm going to end it early. Instead of 2 hours, it's only going to be an hour, since nobody, anyway, so screw y'all, you know, you don't want to listen, don't listen, I don't care, whatever, it's your loss. Let's see here. All right, well, you know, I went and saw New Moon. It was good. I'm not going to give away the secret, even though nobody's listening, you know. I give the call-in number, but why? I mean, nobody's listening to the damn show, so what does it even matter? So I'm not going to even do that, because everybody knows what it is, and they should, if they wanted to, they would listen, and well, hell, nobody wants to, so screw it. Even people I thought was going to be listening, not listening tonight. So, anyway, we'll talk real quick about the bowl season, ESPN bowl season, and hold on. Okay, let's see. Oh, well, we do have a caller. Oh, my God. Hell must have frozen over. So, okay, caller, you're on the air.
What is wrong with you tonight? You sound all down depressed. I mean, you act like you ain't never sounded like this before. Come on now.
Well, when nobody listens to your show, I mean, you know.
I was listening. So why you say nobody listens to you? I've been sitting here listening.
According to my thing, nobody is listening live unless the thing is screwing up, which obviously it is. So.
Yeah, because Amy put me on like it. At 10. So I've been watching, listening to your show since then.
Huh. I don't know.
Since nobody's been listening at your show, I wanted to correct you there.
Okay,
somebody was listening at your show.
All right, dude. I stand corrected. I'm a dumbass, so I stand corrected.
I see, you know, Ohio State got that Michigan and Ohio State game is tomorrow.
Oh, it is.
Yes, that's the last Big Ten game for the Big Ten teams. So Ohio State, they win. You know, they Rose Bowl bound. I don't know where Michigan going, but who cares?
You know, I've been thinking about this, you know, and I think I mentioned it to you when we was in Yellowstone. They ought to take the two worst teams in Division I college football. The very two worst, you know, there's like 34 bowl games. I'll go over them in a little bit. But they ought to take the two worst teams and play the Charmin Toilet Bowl.
Okay, that's Boise?
No. I'm talking about the two worst teams in the country. I'm talking about teams that are like the end of the season. What the only you have to win no games. And you have to be just awfully bad. You know, You have to get. You have to be 0-whatever, at least 0-10, and you would have to have at least given up, say, 45 points in a game, average, to qualify for the Charmin Toilet Bowl.
So who is that?
I have no idea. I can find out, but I don't know.
So who's your Florida? Oh, they're playing Florida International this week.
Yeah, they're playing a 3-7 team. So
they play Florida International. It's 3-7.
3-7. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and go over the 09-10 college football bowl schedule. Most of these games are on ESPN or ESPN2.
Yep.
The first one is the New Mexico Bowl, and you have the Mountain West Conference versus the WAC.
Ooh, Boise.
Huh?
Somebody from the WAC could go there.
Yeah, I know. That's December 19th. Also, December 19th at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, you have the St. Petersburg Bowl, which is the Big East versus Conference USA. December 20th, you have the R+L Carriers New Orleans Bowl. That's at the Superdome in New Orleans. That's Conference USA versus the Sun Belt.
Yeah.
December 22nd, you have the Maco Las Vegas Bowl. That's at 8 p.m. That's the Mountain West versus Pac-10. Change from last year, the San Diego Credit Union Bowl, Poinsettia Bowl. Last year, Boise State went into that and lost to, TCU that they lost to. This year, it's the Mountain West versus the Pac-10 in that bowl. So they changed it. On December 24th, you have the Sheraton Hawaii Bowl.
Whoopee!
And that's Conference USA versus the WAC. Hey, you go to that bowl, you get to go to Hawaii. So
that's true.
Yeah. Then you have the Little Caesar Pizza Bowl. That's in Detroit, your home territory, at Ford Field on December 26th.
Yep.
That would be the Big Ten versus the MAC.
Yeah.
What is the MAC? What does that stand for? Is it Mountain Athletic Conference?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. Then you have the Meineke Car Care Bowl.
That's here in Charlotte.
December 26th in Charlotte. That's ACC versus Big East.
Yep.
You have the Emerald Bowl, which is in San Francisco, December 26th, 8 p.m. Then you have the first bowl that the SEC is in. You have the Gaylord Hotels Music City Bowl. That's in Nashville. December 27th, that's an ACC versus SEC showdown. Then on the 28th, you have the AdvoCare V100 Independence Bowl.
It used to be just the Independent Bowl.
Yeah, I know, but now everybody has a sponsor, you know. The Big 12 versus SEC. On December 29th, you have the Eagle Bank Bowl.
That's
Washington. That's ACC versus Army. So Army is already, they've already are already set. So ACC will play Army. Army, it looks like, is the first team out of any team to be accepted into a bowl.
Well, Ohio State, they're going to the Rose Bowl.
Well, yeah, but that's not on here. The Army is the first team out of anybody to be accepted into a bowl. So they're going to be playing at RFK Stadium on the 29th of December.
Oh.
Also on the 29th at 8 o'clock is the Champs Sports Bowl, which is ACC versus the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the 30th, the bowl that's out here is the Rhodes Humanitarian Bowl, which is the Mountain West Conference versus the WAC. That's played in Boise on that ugly, look like a Smurf threw up on the field turf.
Yeah.
Not just one Smurf, about a million Smurfs. Looks like about a million Smurfs threw up on that field.
Yeah.
So, also on December 30th, you have the Pacific Life Holiday Bowl. That's Big 12 versus Pac 10. That's played in San Diego. On New Year's Eve at noon, you have the Bell Helicopter Armed Forces Bowl. That's played in Fort Worth, Texas. That's Conference USA versus the Mountain West.
Yeah.
Also on December 31st at 2 p.m., and this game will be on CBS, you have the Brute Sun Bowl out in El Paso, and that's the Big 12 versus the Pac-10.
Yeah.
You have the Texas Bowl played in Houston, and another team that's accepted a bid to a bowl. You have the Big 12 versus Navy. And that
Navy means, accepted?
Navy accepted. You have the Insight Bowl, which is the Big 10 versus the Big 12. And that game will be played in Tempe, Arizona on the NFL Network. December 31st at 7:30 in Atlanta, you have the Chick-fil-A Bowl. Used to be known as the Peach Bowl.
Yep.
Changed it. That's ACC versus SEC. Then January 1st, you have the Outback Bowl. That's the Big Ten versus the SEC. That's played in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
The Capital One Bowl, Big Ten versus SEC. That's played in Orlando at the Citrus Bowl. Then you have the Konica Minolta Gator Bowl.
Used to be the Gator Bowl.
The Gator Bowl, yeah. Which is the ACC versus the Big East or Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Then you have the first BCS Bowl, which is the Rose Bowl game presented by Citi, and that's BCS versus BCS. That's January 1st at 4:30. Then you have the All-State Sugar, which is BCS versus BCS, in New Orleans at 8:30 that night on the 1st. Then you have the International Bowl, which is on the 2nd at noon in Toronto. And you have the Big East versus the MAC.
Yep.
On January 2nd, you also have the PapaJohns.com Bowl, which you have the Big East versus the SEC. That's played in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the 2nd, at the same time, on Fox, you have the AT&T Cotton Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Big 12 versus the SEC. Also on the 2nd, you have the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, played in Memphis. And that's Conference USA versus SEC. On the 2nd at 9 o'clock on ESPN, you have the Valero Alamo Bowl, which is the Big 10 versus Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
2 days later, you have the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, which is BCS versus BCS. The next night, you have the FedEx Orange Bowl,
okay,
which is BCS versus BCS.
Used to be the Orange Bowl.
And then you have, on the 6th, you have the GMAC Bowl. And at in Mobile, you have ACC versus MAC conference. And then on the 7th, on ABC, you have the granddaddy of them all. You have the City BCS National Championship game. BCS number 1 versus BCS number 2.
Number 2.
So.
Yep.
Those are I think there's like 34 bowls or something, but those are the bowls And, yeah, so.
Well, you know, when the Bulls come out, Amy picks her teams, I pick my teams, and we see how many games each of us wins. So,
what if y'all get the same amount of games right?
We never do. She always beat me.
Of course she does.
She said, what if we get the same games right?
We don't.
She said, we don't.
Okay. No, I mean, so you add them all up together, and whoever has the most wins, right?
Yep.
Okay, and you never tie. She always beats you.
Yep.
Okay.
See, I'm trying to get her to talk, and she's waving me away.
Okay.
She won't talk tonight.
Okay, well, what is this big surprise?
See, now he's waiting on this big surprise. Say something, Amy. See?
What?
He's acting shy tonight.
Oh.
You know Amy. She gets in the mood, and sometimes she wants to say sometimes, and sometimes she doesn't.
And all I have to say is, what'd you do?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Amy, you got him blaming me. She ain't saying nothing.
Huh.
Amy? He's blaming me. Oh, she's smiling and she ain't saying a word. You know, is anybody else listening at your show tonight, see?
It doesn't look like it, no.
Just like I was listening to it.
It still shows that nobody's listening live. Because I'm looking right at it. So there's something wrong with this damn thing. But
yep.
So anyway, I went and I saw that movie, Twilight. New movie.
How was it?
It was good. It was good. I'm not going to give away the ending for those that haven't seen it yet. I picked a good time to see it. There was probably about 25 people, maybe 30, in the theater with me. Most of them was all, you know, people around my age or older. There was one girl that was wearing a T-shirt that said, "I love vampires."
Wow.
Yeah. But I have somebody that I know somebody that works at the theater that also works in the accounting office on the weekends, so I know her a little bit. And I told her, I said, I picked this time because all the little kiddies are in school.
Mm.
So that's why I picked the 1:30 show.
So what would you rate it from a 1 to 10?
I'd give it a 7. There
wow.
There was some boring parts, but what movie doesn't have boring parts?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was pretty easy to follow, and... you know, the lead actress in that, I mean, she's a little hottie. She's probably like 19 or 20 years old now. But Kristen Stewart, man, she is a hottie. And I wouldn't mind watching her all day, you know? So.
Amy over here listening at you.
Good, I'm glad somebody is.
He said he's glad somebody is. Hey, yeah. So how bad is Florida going to win tomorrow?
You know, I won't be able to listen to that game. I'm going to be busy tomorrow, but because it comes on at 10 o'clock here. But I think they're going to win probably, I think the score should be somewhere around like 55 to 7.
Mm.
So
I say 14-21.
They're playing a 3-7 team, Daryl.
That 3-7 team can have a good game tomorrow and beat them.
That's true. But you want to know how come I'm not going to.
Okay, you got Amy started. Amy saying Florida's going to lose.
Oh Lord.
You didn't got it started now. She's saying Florida's going to lose.
But you know how come I'm not going to be able to watch that game?
Why?
Because I'm going to be climbing part of a mountain tomorrow.
What are you going to be climbing for?
Tomorrow, in Ketchum here, they're opening the gondola. And after they open it, they're having a foot race, and this is in the snow now. They're having a foot race from the bottom to the top, which is it's about 1,900 feet up.
See?
And
your
I'm going to participate in that.
Your sister says, what she think about Florida's team? She flushed the toilet.
Oh, like I think about Obama.
He said, like he thinks about Obama. You got a rolling now, boy.
You remember that demonstration I did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And sure the hell enough, our country's in the crapper. I told you it would be.
You know what? You ain't listening to my show Saturday, are you? I mean Sunday.
What time Sunday?
6.
I should.
Yeah, I'll be on the 6. We gonna break me some of my show. When you come on, we gonna break down the different conferences in football.
Okay.
So get your notes together, get your stats together. We gonna break down the conferences and who we think gonna win. How many wins? So what team's gonna have for the by the end of the season? That's what me you're gonna break down tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday.
All right.
So get your teams together, find out the records, find out the rest of their schedule. Tell me how many you think they're gonna win, and where they're gonna finish in their conferences.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
That's gonna be our debate. We're gonna see who. Between me and you, who has and anybody else that wants to log in, who has to say who's going to win the conference and who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Uh-huh. Now,
that's going to be.
Are you talking about college football or pro?
Pro.
Pro. Okay. Now, if anybody else is listening and wants to get in on the conversation, it's 347-850-1572. That includes all those dead ghosts out there that are. So.
You a trip, boy. You know, your show was early tonight, so.
Yeah, it was early. I wanted to do it early for all those people that go to bed around midnight, you know, on the East Coast.
I'm surprised your friend ain't called in today.
She's probably still working.
Oh, she works now?
Yeah, yeah. And remember, she's an hour ahead of me and an hour behind you, so.
Where's she at?
Kansas.
Oh, yes, she is. She's an hour behind me.
So, if you don't mind holding, so I can play a couple of songs.
All right, go ahead.
I got to wet my whistle a little bit. And I'm going to put you on mute, and I'm going to put me on mute, so that way, you know, nobody out there, if they're actually listening, hears me, you know, cursing at myself. So,
all right, buddy.
I'm going to put you on hold for a few minutes, and we'll just see what happens, okay?
All right.
So, hold on.
All right.
Okay, so he's still there, but he's on hold, and I'm going to pick a few songs here to play, a couple of songs, and like I said, I'm going to wet my whistle, and if any of you ghosts out there, want to call in, it's 347-850-1572. Anybody else wants to call in? Same number. If you're sitting next to a ghost, well, dial the number for them and then let them talk. So, I mean, that's just how it is. So, anyway, please hold for a couple of songs and I'll be right back here on Blog Talk Radio, KSLP. And this is My Turn to Speak. And if you want it to be your turn to speak, well, just sit down, pour yourself a drink, and call in. That's it. So there you go. Anyway, be back in a few minutes.
Without a phone, just come to my house, I'll be home, I can hear you, how did you Then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from out of faith. I just walked in to find you here with that bad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go, walk out the door. Just turn around now, cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with
now back on with Daryl. Well, it looks like we lost that caller. So, all right, well, huh. Okay. All right, well, we was talking and took a little break, and like I said, it looks like we lost the caller there. Anybody else wants to call in if you want? It's 347-850-1572. And all right, anyway, we got 44 minutes left. I'm sorry, I'm kind of tired today, so it's been a long day. All right, we're going to go back to the NFL. And some headlines. Let's see. There's one here that says Steelers Palamatu won't play versus the Chiefs because of his knee. Okay, it looks like maybe we got this caller back. Caller, you're on the air?
Yes, I am.
What happened?
Amy just connected us.
Oh, that was nice of her.
He said that was nice of you. It was an accident.
I know.
And okay, this week we're doing that. My show is Saturday and Sunday. Next week we're gonna break down the different conference playoffs, college conference playoff next week.
Uh-huh.
Like the SEC, ACC,
Big 12,
Big 10 don't have no conference.
Oh.
Remember, this is their last games this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
So it's only three conferences?
There's probably more. Big East.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't. Let me check that real quick. Let me see what it shows for schedule. Let's see, 14. Okay, what it's showing is, let's see. Okay. Well, for December the 5th, it's showing that these are the games that are being played that day. Wisconsin at Hawaii, South Florida at Connecticut, Florida Atlantic at Florida International, California at Washington, number one Florida at number two Alabama, Arizona at USC, New Mexico State at Boise State, number five Cincinnati at number nine Pittsburgh. I think that's the Big East.
Yeah.
I think that's the Big East matchup.
Yep.
West Virginia at Rutgers.
That's a Big East.
Now I don't see. Yeah, I don't see that game on there. Where is that game at? Also on December the 5th, in Tampa, it's supposed to be Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Playing somebody, but it's not on the schedule here. Let's see.
Yeah, they're supposed to play Clemson or...
Yeah. So, all right, well, anyway, there's several games, so, but I was about to give the standings for football. Yeah, just the first place team. You know, in the NFC East, you have Dallas in first. NFC North has Minnesota. NFC South has New Orleans.
Yep.
Undefeated. And NFC West has Arizona. In the AFC East, New England. AFC North is Cincinnati, which is a shock. It is, because normally they're a bad team. So the fact that they got it together, even though they got that bum on their team, you know, I'm happy for them, but they still got that bum on their team.
Yeah. When
AFC,
I turned that
AFC South is Indianapolis, and AFC West is actually it's a tie. Denver and San Diego are tied for first.
Yeah, but when I turned to that Boise State and Utah game, it was tied.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
I said it earlier that it was tied. The update on that game is, let's see. The update on that game is Boise State is now up with 5 seconds left in the second quarter. They're up 34-14 over Utah State.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a jump from 7-7.
Well, you know, somebody gives up a ball and somebody scores a touchdown. With Boise State, it's like big woo, you know.
They're not going to a BCS. They're not going to the national champion. They're going
to
a
BCS. Oh, I know they're not going to that. But, you know, personally, I wouldn't mind seeing them end up in the Charmin Toilet Bowl, you know.
They got to go past TCU. They got to go past Cincinnati. That's not going to happen. TCU is not going to lose. Cincinnati's not going to lose. The Boise State going to stay in sixth place where they're supposed to be and go to one of those other BCS bowls, the toilet bowl, like you said, the toilet bowl, and beat some toilet bowl team and be happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Utah is going to toilet bowl with White Rhythm, and they're going to be happy. The WAC conference is really bad. They need to take that conference and stick it somewhere.
In the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That conference is so weak, it is so pitiful.
That's why I call it the worthless athletic conference, which is what it is.
Well, you can say that about the MAC too. It ain't, well, no, the MAC is a little bit stronger than that because the MAC teams do go outside and play bigger teams.
Yeah, and by the way, I guess condolences are in order to all those Georgia Bulldog fans that lost their mascot yesterday, their mascot UGG-7. Passed away, so we offer a short moment of silence. Well, that's over.
you go. But you know what? You can say, now, I don't know if you remember this. The MAC used to be weak, and then they changed their ways and said, for us to stop being weak, we got to start playing bigger teams.
Yep.
So the MAC went out there and started scheduling big teams.
Uh-huh.
Because they had a weak conference. They had a real weak conference. And then they said, we're not getting away with this weak conference. So they said, their commissioner said, let's see if we can get some big conferences to let us play them. Okay. And the big conferences said, okay, we do it. I don't know why the Mountain West won't do that. If the MAC, the little MAC conference can do that, why can't the Big West do it? I mean, if you lose, you lose.
Yeah.
You're getting money. Okay, you're going to get embarrassed. So what? You're going to get embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Every team gonna get embarrassed somewhere somehow.
Well, yeah, you know the reason why Florida plays Florida International is so, Florida International can get some money. You know
they're gonna get beat, but they don't get the money.
They're gonna get beat, but they're gonna get national exposure.
Yep.
And they're gonna get whipped within an inch of their life, but it's still going to be where they are going to end up.
Well, you know why the Mountain West won't do it. Let me tell you the reason why. Because Boise get a lot of national TV.
Uh huh.
Utah get a lot of national TV.
Uh-huh.
That's why they don't need to do it. They don't need it for the publicity because they already get it.
Yeah.
So it's nothing out there for them. I mean, because they get the publicity. So
well,
it's nothing
the
out there.
The problem with that is that they keep. Both of those schools keep bitching. Year after year, they keep bitching and bitching and bitching that they deserve to play in a high-up BCS bowl. Now, if they're going to play worthless teams all the time, their whole schedule is pretty much worthless. If they're going to play worthless teams, then they don't deserve to play for a national championship. The reason that the SEC has won, four out of the last five national championships is because even though some of the teams in the conference are bad, there are some bad teams, I will admit that, but every team brings it every week. It don't matter the team. They bring it every week. Well, with the exception of Georgia. But,
I'm glad some of my friends at Glacier National Park is not listening to the show because I had a few Georgia fans up there. I had a few Oregon fans up there, too. So they would really argue with you about that Georgia and Georgia team now.
Well, I feel bad. That's over about the dog, dying.
Mm-hmm.
He, I guess, I guess the thing with that dog is that he had seen enough as far as the team that he was representing. I mean, they must have sucked so bad that the dog just said, screw this, I'm going to doggy heaven, you know.
He's going to get another one.
Yeah, I know. There's going to be UGG number 8 and UGG number 9 and UGG 30 and, you know.
Wait a minute. Needs to have a mascot. Florida don't have a mascot. Oops.
They have Albert the Gator, but it's not a real. I mean, it's not a real animal. I mean, they can't have sometimes they do, but they can't have they can't dress up a real gator in gator clothing because.
Why can't they have a real gator like the buffaloes had a real buffalo?
Well, yeah, you got to be very careful with the buffalo. You know that working.
But I'm saying. But Colorado has a buffalo. Why can't Florida?
Yeah.
Clemson has a Bengal tiger. Why can't Florida have a gator?
Well, because some of those can be trained. You can't train somebody with teeth so sharp and a very snap tight. You know, they'll bite your sorry ass hand off. I mean that's just the way it is. They'll bite the hand off and then
a buffalo will run you over.
Oh yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. I've talked to quite a few buffalo in my time, and in Yellowstone. I talked to them. I said, easy there, big fella. I'm not going to bother you. I'm just walking on by. Don't wag your tail at me. I just want to get your picture, or I just want to, you stay over there where you're at eating the grass, and I'm going to keep on walking. So,
you didn't want to get disembobulated, huh?
No. I talked to quite a few of them. They seemed to understand me. Hell, better than the women did, you know?
Lord. But I can't get over what you said about you and my friend.
What's that?
Trisha.
Oh, yeah. What? Oh, you heard that last night. Or you listen to it today, right?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
You know, I mean, look, I'm happy for her, and I am happy for her, but, you know, it, something like that, you can't help think what could have been, you know?
Yeah. Well, let me get off the phone. My wife wants to go to bed, and she don't feel like talking tonight. So I tried to get her to talk to you, but she didn't want to hear her voice on the phone.
Well, maybe you can tell me what the surprise is.
Amy, he wants to know what was the surprise. You ain't going to never tell him?
I'll just have to wait and see when I have some nerves.
She said you're going to have to wait and see when she has some nerves.
Oh, Lord.
He said, oh, Lord.
I'm going to be waiting 30 freaking years for that.
He ain't going to be waiting 30 freaking years. All right, buddy. Continue with your half an hour of your show. Have fun.
Yeah.
Don't say nobody's not listening to your show, because people are, so.
Well, there's got to be something wrong with this thing, because it still says that nobody is listening live. It says I've had 3 callers, because since you got disconnected and then had a call back in, it now says I have 3 callers, but, yeah, well, you know, thanks for calling in, and I guess I'll play a little bit more music and then wrap up the show, and then
talk Sunday.
Yeah, now wait a minute, before you go, about the thing with the pregnant girl, what really struck you as far as what I said?
Guess she's pregnant by the person.
Well, I didn't say the person's name.
I know who the person is.
I know, but I mean, you know, I like I said, I'm happy for her, but I can't help, you know, wonder because.
It could have been.
Well, you know, because you saw it, you know, at one point she was attracted to me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, until she found out I was a Republican. That's what you said, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't and understand why that would do anything, because
I don't think she likes Republicans.
Well, you know, I'm really more of a conservative, not in my own life, but I'm really more of a conservative.
No, you're not.
Conservative than I would rather be called on my Facebook page, I'm called, I have it down, Reagan conservative. I don't have it as a Republican. I have it as Reagan conservative, because Republicans now have, you know, they're all over the place. So I don't, you know, I'd rather be considered as a Reagan conservative. Now, I'll say this also. Tomorrow, I am going to be walking up part of a mountain. That's going to be fun, because we're expecting some snow coming in. I've got my snow boots. I've got those. I've got poles. I'm going to wear layers so I don't freeze my balls off, or my ass, my hairy ass. But, you know, we'll just wait and see what happens. But there's no prizes. It's just something that I think I can do. So,
all right.
I'm going to let you go, and you have a good night. Thank you for calling in. And I've got another show Sunday morning.
At what time?
Hold on. It is at 8 a.m. your time.
All right.
Sunday morning.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Okay, that was Daryl, y'all. And thank you for calling in, Daryl. And yeah. So, all right. We're gonna play. We got 25 minutes left. And anybody else wants to call in, feel free to call in 347-850-1572. And this is for Daryl. I hope you like some Britney Spears, because I'm about to play some like I played last night. So this is Stronger by Britney Spears here on KSLP Radio, My Turn to Speak, episode number 4.
I'm not your property, I'm from today. Take you by surprise and make you realize, Amanda.
Okay, we are back. That was closer to myself, and we got 13 minutes left of the show. 347-850-1572 if somebody wants to call in and say hello. Let's see. I'll go ahead and preview tomorrow night. Not tomorrow night. Sunday morning. I'll do a sports show all about sports. I think I'm done dealing with Obama and his cronies and all that crap for now. I think I'm done dealing with all that stuff. There is a big health care debate tomorrow in the Senate, but let's hope that it basically comes down to two senators, Landrieu of Louisiana and Lincoln of Nebraska, and let's hope both of them has enough common sense not to do the vote tomorrow, not to open it up for debate, because if it gets open for debate, they're not going to need 60 people to vote on it when it comes time to pass it. They're going to use what's known as a nuclear option, which is a simple majority of 51, which is against the rules of the Senate, but some people just don't care. So, anyway, we're going to go ahead and I guess end it because no other callers are calling in, so that's fine. Sunday morning, all sports, 90 minutes, 8 o'clock Eastern time. So, until then, this is DJ CVP saying have a good night from 33 degrees Sun Valley, Idaho. And a set of songs is going to take you out and knock you around a little bit. So please enjoy this set and tune in on Sunday morning. So good night.
about you.
If you could sing a song of mine, what'd you want to sing? She said, bring me some wine.
Yes, I did. I used to crank this up in my apartment when I had a crummy little apartment in Brooklyn and dance.
That's the only way to listen to songs,
yeah.
Is to crank it up.
Yeah, great.
In your dirty little apartment.
You ready?
Yeah. Tonight I feel so weak, but all in love is fair. Turn me the cheek,
and I feel the slap and the sting of the foul night air.
And I know you're only human,
and I haven't got talking room.
But tonight, while I'm making excuses,
some other woman is making love to you.
This night be through. I wanna hear the breaking glass. I only feel the steel, the red hot truth.
And I'd do anything to get it out of my mind.
I need some insanity and temporary kind.
Tell me how will I ever be the same
when I know that that woman is whispering your name.
Can't you see I'm burning alive? Oh, you can't see my baby.
when you found me, I was feeling like a cloud across the sun. How you light up every second of the day. But in the moonlight, you just shine like a beacon of the faith. And I can't explain, but it's something about sunrise in my hometown, rows of cotton about knee high. Mrs. Baker down the dirt road, still got clothes out on the line. Irwin Nichols there with Judge Lee, playing checkers at the gym. When I dream about the Southland, this is where it all begins. From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sweet the sweet home, Alabama, Roll Tide, roll. The muddy waters, Mississippi, bless the great land, whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on. Catching catfish on the river, chasing fireflies by the creek. Kissing Gary Williams' sister on the porch homecoming week. With rusty cars and weeping willows, keeping watch out in the yard.
Just a snapshot of down home Dixie. Could be anywhere you are, in Carolina or in Georgia. Open arms are waiting for you. Louisiana, yellow rose of San Antonio. Arkansas, Mississippi, old man river whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort. I sit here, I'm surrounded by these priceless memories. I don't have to think about it, there's no place I'd rather be. In Carolina or in Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, rough tide road. Graceland whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort. Carry on.